I want to share with you today a song, well, several songs, about the Word of God, the most important piece of literature that was ever written. The 66 books of the Bible were written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration, meaning it is God-breathed. The Holy Spirit of God was the one who oversaw the writing of the Word of God. Some 40 different men over a period of 1500 to 1600 years were used by God to write this wonderful, wonderful book. This book that reveals so much to us about the eternal God. There's a little chorus that I learned as a child, and you perhaps are familiar with it. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-L-O-O-D that Jesus shed for me. His life He gave, my soul to save, the B-L-O-O-D. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins, we're told in the book of 1 John. God's Word, beloved, is so vitally important and so very precious. It's so needful that you and I get into the Word of God on a regular basis and grow in the knowledge of God's Word. As a young lad, these truths were instilled into my heart. And the psalmist emphasizes the importance of God's Word. In Psalm 19:7a, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. James 1:22a says, be ye doers of the Word. And verse 25a says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. The Word of God is perfect, beloved. It's perfect in composition. It's perfect in content. It's perfect in character. And it's for our benefit and our spiritual growth. The Word of God is sure, Psalm 19:7b. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Yes, beloved, it's sure. God always keeps His Word. God always does what He says He will do. God's Word is right, Psalm 19 and verse 8a. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. And Psalm 19 verse 8b. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. God's Word's pure, beloved, and it teaches us purity. Psalm 12:6 states, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalm 119:140 states, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. And Proverbs 35a says, every word of the Lord is pure. Yes, beloved, God's word is pure. It's righteous, without defilement. And how important it is that you and I should read and hide God's Word in our heart. God's Word is true and righteous. Psalm 19, verse 9b. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Psalm 119, verse 160a. The Word Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So John, the Gospel of John 17:17b says, Thy word is truth. And it is, beloved. God's word's tried, it's been tested. Psalm 18:30b, the word of the Lord is tried. Psalm 12:6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. God's word is tried. God's word is quick, that is, it's living, it's active. Hebrews 4:12a, for the word of God is quick, and it convicts men's hearts of sin. God's word is a convicting word. 1 Peter 1:23, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. God's word is a living word, beloved. That's why you and I can get into it and read it again and again and again and continue to find new truth in it. I again just recently read the book of Ephesians. I was amazed at the new truths that the Lord showed me that I'd never seen before, although I'd read the book of Ephesians numerous times. Oh, beloved, and God's word is sharp. Hebrews 4:12a, c, and e, for the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow. How precious is God's word, beloved, and how wonderful it is to hide the word of God in our heart. The word of God is a discerner of one's thoughts. Hebrews 4:12a says, for the word of God, and verse F, that part of verse 12, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Jeremiah 17:9-10 states, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even, that is, the will. The reins direct a horse, it's man's will, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And, of course, we know the Word of God is a lamp and a light. Psalm 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, yes, it's compared to a fire in Jeremiah 23:29a and b. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord? Yes, it is, beloved. And a hammer, Jeremiah 23:20a. Is not my word like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Oh, yes, beloved, God's word's like a hammer. And it is inspired, as I mentioned before, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, beloved, you and I should know the Word of the Lord. We should be familiar with God's Word. And I want to sing for you the books of the Bible. This is the way I learned how to locate the different books of God's Word. And it was as a child that I learned these two little choruses or songs that I'm going to sing for you. Remember, the Word of God is divided into different portions. The Old Testament is divided into, first of all, the books of Moses, and then the books of history, the books of poetry, the major prophets, and the minor prophets. And those are the divisions of the Old Testament. And the New Testament is the Gospels, the four Gospels, the book of history, which is the book of Acts, then the Pauline epistles, and following that is the book of Hebrews. We're not sure who the writer of Hebrews is, written to the Jewish believers. And then some short epistles written by Peter and John and Jude, and then the book of Revelation, and a book of prophecy, and so the Word of God. And I want you to listen as I sing through these books. Perhaps you can learn these little books by listening to this song several times, and maybe it will help you to grow in your knowledge and location of the Word of God. Let us sing the books of Moses, of Moses, of Moses. Let us sing the books of Moses, for he wrote the law. First Genesis, second Exodus, third Leviticus, fourth Numbers, and the fifth is Deuteronomy, the last of them all. Let us sing the books of history, of history, of history. Let us sing the books of history, which tell of the Jews. There's Joshua and Judges, and the story of Ruth. Then 1st and 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings. Then 1st and 2nd Chronicles, which give us the record. Then Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther the Queen. Let us sing the books of poetry, of poetry, of poetry. Let us sing the books of poetry, the songs the Jews sang. Job the patient, Psalms of David, the Proverbs of a wise one, and then Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. Let us sing the major prophets, major prophets, major prophets. Let us sing the major prophets, the greatest of them all. Isaiah, Jeremiah, who wrote Lamentations. Then Ezekiel and Daniel, who were true to their God. Let us sing the minor prophets, minor prophets, minor prophets. Let us sing the minor prophets, there are 12 of them all. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Those are the books of the Old Testament. Now, a wonderful thing about God's Word is that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And it's so very, very true. Such as the lambs, all the lambs that were sacrificed in the Old Testament. The children of Israel didn't understand what the meaning of the lamb was, except that God had commanded that they should use the lamb in sacrifice for sin. And in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, it tells about the Passover lamb and how that it was to be a special lamb, tried and tested, proven to be without flaw and without blemish of the first year. And they didn't understand why it had all of these qualifications, and the blood had to be applied across the mantle and on the doorposts of the houses to protect the one that was inside. They didn't understand how that it one day would picture the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of mankind, and that whosoever believed in Him and accepted Him as Savior, understanding that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin, inviting Christ to come into one's heart and receiving Him as Savior, would give that individual the gift of eternal life and deliver that individual from the judgment and wrath of Almighty God. The New Testament reveals all of this. The New Testament makes all of these Old Testament truths understandable and helps us to understand why these rules and regulations and the law was given. Because the book of Romans tells us the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. It was given to open our eyes to our sin and to help us to see we're sinners and we need a Savior. And that's why the Lord Jesus came as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. So the New Testament reveals the Old Testament. Now I'm going to sing through the books of the New Testament, which helped me to learn where the different books of the New Testament are located. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and the Epistle to the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus and Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude and Revelation. Now those are good little songs to teach your children, you moms and dads, to teach your children these little songs. They're simple melodies, and they will take them completely through all 66 books of the Bible, help them to learn where these books are located. So I trust that these songs, these choruses, will be a blessing to you. God bless you.